This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It just works on so many levels.
It's just a great drop. Yeah. Sorry, Rick. Sorry about your little head.
Hey, he's fine now. He's got a helmet to protect.
Did it get you?
Yeah.
So, college basketball championship week is going on. Mm-hmm. And Ryan Buckley pointed this out to me today before the show, and I thought it was funny because I feel like in today's era of athlete,
where the era has become.
Yeah. You could say the era has become of athletes and sports figures hating the media so much they will say anything to discredit them.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, like they just hate the media.
Yeah. There's a
and
real.
And they think it's all fake news.
There's a real nasty. Well, the media just in general. What the amazing part is, like, if you're an idiot and you don't work for a major company, then you're considered credible and no matter what. But if you work for any sort of organization, you're just part of the deep state machine and you're a putz.
What an idiot. I mean, just stupid.
Yeah, so see if I can find it here.
Searching. Well, this is the problem, is big media asses like you.
I can find it if you need it.
Where did you send that to me?
I DM'd it to you,
on
I
the
thought.
Fan?
Yeah, I DM'd it to you. It's right there in your DMs. Right there in your DMs. Right there in Isaac E. Rock's DM. Would you like me to read it?
Yeah, so I'm going to tee you up for it. So Virginia Tech lost last night in the ACC basketball tournament.
I'm guessing because they're playing right now in the tournament means they're one of the worst teams in the ACC.
Yeah, they lost to Cal. I think it was a double overtime game.
Oh, yeah, they did get to two OTs again. And let me tell you something. I watched Cal once this year, once. And let me tell you, that team sucks.
You mean the team that is the Cal Bears that has never lost an ACC tournament game?
That's right.
Those Cal Bears?
Yeah, I guess so. You're right.
Undefeated?
They are 1-0. Yeah, Cal sucks. And so that means Virginia Tech sucks. But I just thought this was funny because I think we're doing anything we can to you know, it's like that whole bit we always do about any athlete will tell you that they have, screw the haters.
Sure.
Like, nobody ever believed in me.
Yes.
And I
kept receipts.
Yeah.
Well, so Virginia Tech was 13-19 on the year.
Yeah, the chip on the shoulder athlete and sports figure today, it's kind of nauseating. Well, yes, Virginia Tech sucked, and I'm going to tee up Ryan Buckley for what this kid said after they lost to Cal.
Yeah, so they do the thing where they trot the coach out there and a player, and they got him sitting at the podium, and one of the media members asks Tori Lawal of Virginia Tech, what are you proud of when reflecting on yourself and reflecting on your team? And his response is, quote, my team, I'm proud of how far we came. What did they have us in the preseason? Maybe 14th or 15th? They thought we were going to be ass. I mean, we were still ass, you know, but we weren't that bad. You know what I'm saying? We beat expectations.
Bottom line, they're ass.
Wow.
Yeah, so I thought that was funny because, one, it's just a funny quote.
Yeah,
it's like, we kind of were ass. Yeah. But also, he's kind of trying to blame the media
for not believing in them.
For not believing in them. He's like, this
even
is a
right.
This is another level of the bit of everybody's against us. Yeah, they were against us. We proved, well, we didn't really even prove them right, but they were against us.
Yeah.
They were kind of right, but they weren't that right. Because we were mostly bad, but not like totally ass.
We were ass, but.
Yeah. So I'm looking to try to see where.
They were 15th.
They were 15th. So.
They were terrible. And the ACC is terrible.
You went 8-12 in the conference, and you're somehow proud that you weren't like Cal that was 6-14, but you just lost to Cal.
They thought we were going to be ass. I mean, we were still ass, you know, but we weren't that bad.
Huh.
Yes, you were.
Boy.
They thought we were going to be ass. We weren't quite as much ass as they thought.
And this is my point. I truly believe that we've never been dumber. Like, there's no more accountability. No matter what you say, no matter what you do, you can just be like, yeah, it's not true. You can just spin your own narrative. You were the definition of ass.
Sorry, they finished 13th. So technically he's right. They were picked 14th. And they finished 13th.
What?
So we were ass, but...
And you lost in the first round of the tournament. And you're like, yeah, we showed
some people. I mean, we were still ass, but, you know.
We showed some people?
But still, they can't be picking us 15th.
Fake news.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
Never happened.
I love it.
I've seen this a couple times, though. Like, who was it? And even on good teams. Like, that Oregon team from 2 years ago with Bo Nix was good. But remember, Georgia beat him, was it 49-3?
Yeah, the first game. That was Lanning's first game.
Yeah, and then Bo Nix was like, well, you know what? I just like to see those guys again. I don't think it'd be 49.
I think it might be a little different
this time.
They
might be a little bit different this time. And they're like, well, you know, the score kind of got away, but it was. You lost 49-3. You can't. You can't do that. Well, you know, if just one or two things went differently, and I'd sure like to. 49-3. You just got to come out and be like, you know what?
Hey, I would just like to say that I saw a bro pick us to lose by 52, and we only lost by 49. So screw you, dude.
Yeah. It is fascinating the level of just.
They'll just go out of their way.
Denial. Yeah.
Yeah. To just, well, you picked us to be ass. Well, we were, though, but whatever.
No one believed in me. No, no, they didn't. And for a good reason.
Yeah, because you suck.
You suck.
And so does your team. And you proved it.
I love that. That's a great. I would like to. Is there a clip in there? Like, can we get the audio?
Someone probably has it somewhere. I have not found it on internet, but because it was like a public post game presser, it probably exists somewhere. Yeah, because
I would like to get the
audio context.
The audio context of what we kind of were ass.
Well, in fairness to the kid, he was probably just I don't know.
Yeah.
He probably didn't mean it the way I'm interpreting it.
I think he was just trying to say, I think we were better than people thought we were going to be, even if the record doesn't reflect it. But
well, he probably caught himself.
That.
He was probably getting ready to say that because he probably feels, you know, he was in it. Yeah. So he probably feels like, you know, we, a couple overtimes, you know, we fought hard at the end of the year or this or that.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
And then he realized as he's saying, oh yeah, we pretty much were ass, weren't we? In your eyes, we were.
Is that the hardest thing to do, to admit that you're just not good? Is that just,
hey, I'm good.
It's like, so sometimes I have that, like, when I meet people that played too, there's always some sort of, there's like a knee injury, or there's always like some political, like, yeah. My coaches were
Fauci.
Against me. Yeah, people ask
Fauci shut us down or we would have won it all.
Right? People ask me, they're like, hey, what happened? And my response is, I wasn't very good. Like, what to tell you? Eventually you get to play against some dudes who are really good and you find out you're not that good.
Yeah, I don't know. Why didn't you become CEO of a Fortune 500 company? Yes. Well, I mean, I'm not Steve Jobs.
I just didn't have the opportunity. Probably would be, though.
I'm like, I'm not smart enough. I'm not driven enough.
HR had it out for me. And,
I don't really have that sort of drive. I don't know.
I go back to Ted Haggard, my baseball coach when I was a kid.
Yeah.
He'd always pitch Andy, his kid.
Oh, I knew it.
And I could pitch.
Freaking yeah. Andy Haggard.
But freaking Andy Haggard would go out there and get shelled. I'd be stuck out in left field. Like, come on, Ted.
If you just would have put the lefty in.
I'd probably be with the Yankees right now.
I remember during the congressional steroid hearings, Joe Biden, all those years ago, he gave an impassioned.
Is he still alive?
Yeah, he was chastising like Rafael Palmeiro, and he's like, "It's people like you that took me out.
That's right.
Played baseball the right way." And he had that squinty thing about him, and he was like, "It's guys like you that kept me." And I was
as if Rafi not doing steroids would have made Joe a World Series champ.
Guys like that think that though.
Yeah, Joe Biden's like, man, if I didn't have to play against you steroid mongers, I would have been out there playing third base for the Yankees. I know it. That sort of mentality is just, it's unbelievable.
Is he the next to go now that Biden? We've lost Jimmy? Right? Who's your money on? Clinton?
Clinton looks pretty rough.
Did we lose George H. already?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's out.
And the other Bush.
Like, George W. is getting up there.
Yeah, but he looks pretty good.
So we got George W., Clinton.
No, it's Biden.
Biden, Trump, or Obama?
Dude, it's Biden. If you're having a Deadpool...
It's not Obama.
It's no.
Is he still smoking darts?
Probably.
Probably.
Yeah, you got Trump, Obama, W, Clinton, Carter just died, and so now we got Biden. Yeah, it's 100% Biden. 100%. I mean, look, if a stiff breeze blows, that could be the end of him.
He's 82.
Yeah. You see, and that's the weird part is he's not that much older than Trump. But
Trump's
boy,
78.
Yeah. That might as well be the Grand Canyon when you look at those two. Yeah, Biden's gone. What's George?
G-Dub?
Yeah, what's G-Dub?
Your boy?
Because he actually looks pretty good. I've seen him on...
78?
Yeah.
Same as Trump?
Yeah.
Now watch this drive.
Because he was making the rounds a few years
ago.
Was it
the confirmation hearings or something like that he was popping around?
He's a painter now.
Oh.
He paints dogs.
He paints... Well, he was painting like immigrants.
Bill Clinton's 78. They're all 78.
And he looks terrible.
And how old's Barry Obama?
He's probably in his 60s. I think they put Bill after the
63.
Whole the Epstein thing. I think Bill's not allowed to come out anymore.
He was out there. He was at the inauguration.
Was he?
Yeah. So was GW. They were both there. Mm. Sitting there looking uninterested.
But if you notice for a while, like Bill was like the number one he was the number one paid speaker in the world. And he was like the big fundraiser of the Democratic Party. And then the whole Epstein thing. Can we all just admit, and I liked Bill Clinton. My favorite presidential quote is from Bill Clinton. But look, Bill was on that airplane. I think Bill was on that airplane a lot. I think we can all admit that at this point. Therefore, everyone was like, hey, Bill, why don't you sit the next few plays out? We're just going to put you over there. And once in a while, you can come out and smile and wave. But... your days are done. I don't think anyone's paying Bill Clinton anymore to show up and speak.
Are we behind?
Probably.
Are we ahead?
We are not ahead.
Because I feel like breaking but it doesn't. It's not time.
It is time to break.
Oh, it is. We're behind.
It's long overdue time to break.
Darn it! All right, open Seggy next on the Fan.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.